Welcome to Module 7. This is the module regarding Racing Breed's rules and regulations, and this module focuses on the standard bred, which is the breed, and harness racing, which is the type of racing that is done by these horses. The registry is the United States Trotting Association, the USTA, based in Columbus, Ohio. This registry was created in 1939. Is this an open or closed registry? It is currently a closed registry, now genetically based rather than performance based, but it did stay open much longer than the thoroughbred registry did. The first harness horses were probably crosses of thoroughbreds, Morgans, and just about anything else you might find. In 1878, you could get in if you could trot a mile in 2 minutes, 30 seconds or better. At that point, the registry was performance-based. It changed after 1878 and is now, as of 1939, a genetically-based breed registry. Registration certificates are sent out and are updated and returned to the USTA with any current membership. This is very similar to the way things are done with the American Quarter Horse Association and quite different than the way they are done with the thoroughbreds. Parentage verification. In the past, this breed registry did use blood typing but has currently switched to the newer DNA testing to do its parentage verification. This is also a breed registry that is forward-thinking in the use of higher-tech breeding technology, artificial insemination, in which boy doesn't necessarily have to meet girl, is approved. Sometimes when horses go through the artificial insemination, the mare and stallion may be at the same facility, maybe at the same farm, they just don't come in contact with each other. Shipped semen is also approved, where the stallion and the mare don't even need to be in the same state, and in some instances even in the same country. Embryo transfer, in which case the mare is actually, some mares keep racing or doing whatever they were doing, do not carry their own foals. That's a situation where you really have a surrogate mother or a surrogate mare gestating the foal. This is one breed, the standard bred, but there are two gates that these horses compete at. There's the trot and the pace, and you have some photographs available to you to differentiate those. The trot is a diagonal gate. It's a little bit harder to train. Horses that trot tend to have more breaks in the race. The pace, this is a lateral gate where the legs on the same side of the body move together. This gait is usually 2 to 4 seconds faster than a horse could do the same, of the same caliber, could do the distance at a trot. These horses are easier to train, just given the way that their foot hits the ground. They have less breaks in races. What you will see is that these horses were something called hobbles. They are straps or pieces of leather or some of the higher tech materials that go between the front leg and hind leg on the same side. That's one way to be able to tell the difference between a trotter and a pacer. Although not all pacers are required to wear the hobbles. Pacing horses are generally more popular with the bettors because they do tend to break less. Although horses who break in a race are not disqualified, and the requirements for them to stay in the race will be described a little bit later in this module, they generally will not be able to regain their stride and go on to win. So bettors in this country are certainly looking for a horse who is more likely to stay on stride. Because of this, the ratio is about 4 to 1 pacers to trotters in the United States. There are some racetracks that you can just hardly find a race for trotters, with the majority of them being in the pacing gate. In Europe and in many other parts of the world, the ratio is just the opposite, and in fact you may not even find a horse that paces in some parts of the world. The race. We've talked a little bit about the paddock and the situation where a horse, our quarter horses and our thoroughbreds come from their stalls, they come up to the paddock, they get saddled, and they go right on to compete. Very different with the standardbred. The paddock is pretty much the home away from home for a standardbred who is about to race. These horses have much longer warm-up, they spend much more time in the paddock. And the paddock area at a harness track is much, much larger. It has to hold almost all of the horses that are competing during that day at one time, unlike the thoroughbred or quarter horse paddock where they only have to be able to house the horses for the upcoming race. Standardbreds warm up more than once. For example, several hours before their scheduled race, their post time, they may jog 3 to 3 miles and then turn and go a little bit faster. When horses go, these harness horses go out to jog, their warm up or their jog miles are spent going the wrong direction. Then they will go back to the paddock, and this is the paddock at the racetrack. They'll cool down, they may be bathed off, and then they may go out for another warm-up of 1 or 2 miles, again, prior to their race. They will go back to the paddock again, get cleaned up, and this time they will come back out for the post-parade and the final warm-up for their race. So harness horses may actually have been on the track 3 different times prior to actually competing. If you ever go to a harness race, you will find that there are horses going both directions and many, many horses on the track in between races, unlike the other breeds where you will just see the horses for the upcoming race on the track. You will be able to tell which horses are warming up for which races by the colors of their saddle pads. Is the harness start a standing or a moving start? Well, this one is pretty easy. This is definitely a moving start. The gate is generally mounted on a large car. A Cadillac is very traditional, and there are wings. There's also a photograph of this provided for you in this website. The car moves, the horses are called to order, and they do have to start in position order, 1, 2, 3, 4, from the rail out, just like the other horses, but they will actually be trotting or pacing and putting their nose up to this moving gate. As the gate and the car cross the start line, the car will move away from the horses, the wings, if you will, fold up, the car will move to the outside, and the race is on. So these horses don't just get a jump or two out of the gate, they are going almost at full speed when their race starts. Again, the timing of these horses is traditionally in fifths of a second. And the first horse across that line after the car crosses the line breaks a beam and starts the timer. Time is very interesting in the harness business. In 1922, 2 minutes was the magic circle to cover the mile distance, and only 19 horses could do it. In the last 40 years, the time has been reduced by more than 9 seconds. Why? Certainly, breeding has played a big part in it. These horses are bred much more for speed nowadays, and much better equipment and styles of driving. You could imagine that in the older days, the old wooden wheels didn't go nearly as quickly as the new pneumatic tires, and also the fashion for these horses is more for speed rather than distance, although we know these horses as distance horses, and in the old days they might have raced for 20 or 30 or 40 miles. That doesn't make for much spectator sport these days, so speed is being genetically selected for. How fast do they go? They go 1 mile in about 2 minutes. Again, you might recall that the trot and the pace are a little bit different, but we're using this as the ballpark average here. The average speed of a harness horse is about 30 miles per hour if you're comparing this with the quarter horse and the thoroughbred. How are the distances measured? In 1 mile. That is the traditional distance, and 99% of the races in harness racing are contested at the mile distance, at least in this country. There are some that are a little longer in foreign countries. Sometimes this is called the 1 mile monotony, although the track ovals may vary from half a mile to 1 mile. The length of the race is always the same. Race calls, they relate to how far these horses have gone in the race. If you recall, I talked about the eighth pole or the quarter pole in thoroughbred racing. In thoroughbred racing, if the announcer says the horse is at the eighth pole, that means it's an eighth of the mile to the finish line. Not so in harness racing. Harness racing is exactly the opposite. If you hear a call and the announcer says the horses are at the eighth pole, that means they're only one-eighth of a mile into the race, that they actually have seven-eighths of a mile to go. So this is exactly the opposite of the way it is with the thoroughbreds. Do they race on dirt or turf? In this country, it's a dirt-only sport. The classic distance is the only distance, 1 mile. Other things of interest. How often do these horses race? It's very traditional that these horses race every week. In fact, they get into such a schedule that some owners know that if they have a couple of horses, one of their horses is traditionally on the Saturday rotation, while another might be on the Sunday. Even the great horses do race much more often than the great thoroughbred horses. Another difference is the rail. In the past, we've talked about the rail and said it's pretty generic. There's some safety rails, but it looks pretty much like it did when you look at thoroughbred photographs from the good old days. Not so in harness racing. Harness racing has taken some great strides forward as far as the inside rail. Very often, as you can also see in the photographs on your website, the inside rail isn't anymore. You'll find that there are pylons similar to the markers at the end zone of an NFL game, and these pylons will lay over. This is certainly much better and much safer, given that you have horses, carts, people, and if you get in a little tight squeeze, those jog carts and those race bikes, if they hit an inside rail, the horse can get hurt drastically, and the rider can be catapulted out. This way, if the going gets a little tough, this horse can move in. Now, if you spend any time at all with your wheel inside the pylon, you are disqualified, but it's certainly better than being hurt. As it said, you get to play another day. If the harness horse breaks stride in the race, the horse must lose ground, go to the outside of the pack as safety permits, and reestablish its gait, either the trot or the pace, before it regains the field. These horses are not disqualified, although by the time they regain their gait, it is generally considered that they've lost enough ground that they've lost all hope of winning the race. There is a triple crown for harness racing, although, as you might expect, they have to have two triple crowns, one for the trot and one for the pace. The trot is the Hambletonian, Yonkers Trot, and Kentucky Futurity. In pacing, it's the Messenger Stake, the Cane Pace, and the Little Brown Jug. Two gates, two triple crowns. Harness racing is very interesting. It's certainly very different, although thoroughbred racing and quarter horse racing can look very similar. It is certainly a much different picture when you see horses pulling race bikes and being driven rather than ridden. Earlier I spoke about a jog cart or a race bike. Generally there are two different types of equipment. The jog carts are used in the morning. They're a little bit sturdier. That's the utilitarian piece of equipment that's used for training. The race bikes are now very high tech, very aerodynamically designed, and are used for racing.